Okay. So we're doing this to get to that. So I'm reading on a Rav. It's on Lamed Amud Beis. So it's a new sugya about the psul of chalada. Okay. Psul of chalada. Chalada comes from, I forgot, I have to find out where that Rashi is. But basically it comes from, like, I think it's like a cholda, like hides in between like the walls of a house or something. Okay, there's Rashi who is somewhere in the earlier beginning of the Masechta that talks about it. I forget where it is. Okay, there. Okay. So basically the Gemara says like this. It says it's like 10 lines down on Lamed Amud Beis. Hechlitis asakin min simon l'simon. If you pierce the sakin in between the two simanim, upasko, and you cut it, psula, it's pasul. Okay, it's pasul. Okay, it's pasul. Rashi, upasko. Okay, letachton kehilchasa. Ella shehechlid. So it means like this. You stick it between the two pipes, then you push down on the inner one, right, the bottom one, and you do chalada, right? So you cut it fine. It's like a normal slice. It's just that it's you approached it by first sticking it into the in between the simanim. And then after you cut the lower one, so then you take the knife out and you cut the upper one properly. Okay? So the way you cut it, again, you stick the knife in between the two simanim, you pierce through the skin, you go under one, over the other, you do a regular slicing motion, normal shlita, in which you, cut the bottom, the lower simen, or the inner simen, if you will, then you take the knife out, and you cut the top simen. Okay? So the saying is, it's possible. It's possible. Okay? So that's a psul, which is called chalada. Okay. Okay.
So the Gemara.
Yeah.
So just to get it straight.
So again, our goal, I guess, is going to be to kind of understand this psul a little bit. Okay. It's a funny psul, and I think we should do is we should read some Gemara just to like get a survey of the, of the psul of the different cases. Not necessarily define everything yet. We're going to have to start defining the different, there's subtle questions within chalada. What exactly is considered chalada? But I think it will do us well to first, before we start trying to define particular problems, just to get some sort of a survey of the area. Okay. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Amarav's halacha. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malon, tanina. What does Rabbi Yehuda Amarav have to teach you this halacha? It's already a mishnah." Okay, it's already a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah at the daf later. It says, "O shehechlad es hasakin tachas hasheni." If you put, you do chalada, you stick the knife under the second simen, upasko, and you cut it. Right, upasko. Rabbi Yeshavi Omer Nevela Rikimon Trefa. Basically, it's a pasul shchita. Okay, that's different machlokas. So the pasul shchita is Nevela Trefa, fine. But you see, it's an open Mishnah. So what do you need to tell me? What does Yehuda Rav need to teach me? The Amora need to teach me this halacha of chalada. It's a Mishnah that's one of the psula shchita, right? Rashi. Tachas Hasheni. Sheshachat kfar es harishon. Okay, so the case in the Mishnah is a tiny bit different. The case is you cut one simen regular. Regular, okay, top simon regular. Then you take the knife and insert it under the second simon, between the second simon and the neck bone, okay, and the bone. So it's like you're inserting it in inner to the two simonim. Whereas in our case, you're sticking it in between the two simonim. Here you cut the first simon and then you stick it underneath, in between the two. In between the second simen and the neck bone. Okay, and the neck. And then you pull it up. Exactly. And then you pull it up. Okay, or not pull it, but whatever. Then you slice it, and then I guess the pointy part of the knife is going to be facing outwards, upwards.
Right. Could you say, I mean, I don't know if you were just saying this, but gravity was the thing
that's going
down?
Oh, no, yeah. So, first of all, it's not clear whether up or down. It could be it's standing. It depends how the animal is. The animal could be sometimes on its back, or it could be standing upright. Right. There's no necessarily. The direction doesn't really matter.
I don't know. All the streets that I've watched. They've had a lot.
Back, I know, but I think you can do it both ways. It's the Rambam. It's the Rambam in Beis Zion and Shlita, and I think it's the Gemara in Zion and Beis. Basically, the Shlita could be if the animal is standing up, and then I guess you'll be pulling it upwards, or really shechting it upwards somehow. Right, and the knife, the sharp blade, you'll just hold it in place and slide it. You're not pulling it, but you're just gonna hold it in place and sliding it. Or it could be to turn the animal upside down. And you'll, the way the Gemara says it, Bein Sheasakin Lamata Vetzavar Behema Lamayla. Sakin's below and the neck is above. Bein Sheasakin Lamayla Vetzavar Behema Lamata. Or the opposite way, that the Sakin is below, is above, and the Tzavar is below. Okay, I mean, there's all, there's a sugya here, it's a little bit of a sugya, but that's the punchline. Okay, it can be both ways. So, well, the point. The point of the Gemara is that that we have a psal which is called chalada. It's called chalada, right? The Mishnah is two different cases. The Mishnah's case is where you cut one semen. Let's get this straight. You cut the first semen, okay, the outer semen, normal. Then you stick the knife in between the inner semen and the neck, and then you pull the knife outwards. Okay, and that's chalada, because you're inserting the knife into the animal. You're digging it in, you're hiding the knife, something like that.
Can that be translated as interposition?
Sure. Then you have the our case, Bihiram Arav, is where you cut, you first stick the knife in between the two, you cut, push, like, I guess, downwards into the towards the inside of the animal, cut the second, the internal semen, then you pull the knife out, and you shech the external semen. But either way, it's a psul of chalada, that you're sticking the knife inside, as opposed to the normal cases, you just put the knife on the outside, and you just cut. Right, bosom on him. So why does the Mishnah, why does Bira HaRamarav have to give you this new case, where you could seemingly could just derive from the case of the Mishnah? They're both chalada, so it's true they're a little bit different. One's chalada on the second semen, one's chalada on the first semen, whatever. But who really cares? Who really cares? So the Gemara is going to answer. And we're going to have to come up with our answer. The Gemara is going to answer, and then we're going to try to understand it. So the Gemara says, no.
How many lines down are we?
What?
How many lines down?
Well, where the first one line is Nevela. It's about 15 lines. Okay.
Yeah.
Imi masnisan. If you just had the Mishnah, have amina hani mili mi lamata lemaila. Oh, I skipped a little part of the Gemara. Whatever, I'll come back to it. So, if you did the Mishnah, I would think that's because you're shechting it from the bottom to the top. The lo kavik there shchita, because you're not doing it in the manner of shchita. Okay, avo milamaylo lamata, but when you're going from the top to the bottom, the kavik derech shchita, that you're doing it in the derech of shchita, emashav redami, I'd say there's no problem of chalada. Mashalan. So what's he talking about? Okay.
Which case is which?
The Mishnah is the one where you stick it, you cut one, the first one regular, and then you stick it inside and pull it outwards. Okay. So I think what he means by lamata lamayla means, and this is what I guess Dr. Jay is saying, what does he mean? Because what does he mean? Downwards is upwards is derech shchita. We just saw that you could do shchita either way. Depends how the animal's standing. But I think he means that top to bottom, I think lamayla here means the exterior of the animal. And lamata means the interior of the animal.
In other words, really upper and lower would be according to the animal's position when it's standing in its normal
Well, no. I'm saying upper means closer to the skin, and lower means further in.
Yeah, it's just the opposite.
Yeah, it's the opposite. What I'm saying is, relative to your hand, it's higher up. It's above, you know, relative to the knife. So it's saying is the normal method of shlita, the normal derech shlita, is melamala lemalamata, right? You cut inwards, towards the inside of the animal, from the outside towards inside, from the top to the bottom, right? That's the normal derech of shlita, right? But, and that's what you're doing in our case. What are you doing? You're sticking it in between the two simanim. You're cutting downwards to the second siman, which is the ordinary method. You're going inwards, an inwards cut, and then you take the knife out, and then you cut the first siman inwards cut. Right? So that is, I'd say, is fine. What's the problem? But in the case of the Mishnah's case, you're first cutting one siman normal. Then, and this is what you notice, Rafi, then you're going to have to stick the knife in between the second siman, the lower siman, and the neck bone, and you're going to pull the knife outwards, right? Outwards, towards the outside of the animal. That's not derech shchita. Derech shchita is an inwards cut, not an outwards cut. So I'll say that's when there's a psal. That's when there's a psal. But in our case of our Mishnah, it's true you're doing chalada, you're sticking it in, but I'd say who cares? Who cares? Which is altogether, it's a very, very big havamina, it would seem. It's like, what does that have to do with chalada then? Then don't call it chalada, say the psal is that there's a lach of der shchita, the shchita has to be one direction, not the other direction. He's like, if I only had that Mishnah, I'd think that chalada is a direction thing. Now it's teaching me, no, it's not due direction, it's just a sticking the knife in type of thing. Right, it's like a very, very different idea, it would seem. And if the psal is because you're sticking the knife inside, so who really cares which direction you're going? Why is that relevant? Right? In other words, if the Havamina was learning Chalada the same way as Maskana, that it's a psal because you're sticking the knife in, so then who really cares which direction you're going? Either way, you're sticking the knife in. Unless you'll say the Havamina learned it was a totally different idea because you're going in the wrong direction. But then... First of all, then it's like a very, very strange having Maskana. It's like, what is the whole idea of Chalada? You'd have one idea, which has nothing to do with the word Chalada. It's really just a directional thing, and just practically the only way to do that direction is by sticking it in. So that's kind of a problem. I mean, I don't want to take this problem up yet. I want to keep moving through the facts here just to get a feel for all the different, you know, it's just a few more, you know, a little bit more. I think we just have to get a feel. We don't know what, this is the problem with this thing. Like, we don't even know what is Chalada. It's like this weird thing, you know? So I don't know if we're ready to do definitions yet. I think we just kind of got to move through the facts. But are the facts clear? That's the mystery here, I think, in this sugya. It's like, to figure out, like, what's the concept of Chalada. And once we figure out what the concept of Chalada is, then we can take up all the different cases. But I think we need some clues to help get our, you know, work our way into what's the concept of Chalada. Not why does the Torah apostle Chalada, but, like, what's the main idea of Chalada? It would be nice... Something ugly about saying is that Havmina is Chalada means cutting it from outside to inside. Maskana is no Chalada, has nothing to do with that, it just has to do with sticking the knife, piercing into the animal. Like, those are two totally different things, but they have no idea what Chalada is. You could say that, but I don't know, it's like, you'd like it to be that there's some underlying concept in the sugya about what is Chalada. And then there's like, Kira's, Havminas, Maskanas, questions about how does it apply here, does it apply here, how does this Chalada, is that Chalada, is this Chalada, you know? But like there should be, you'd think, it would be nice if there was a concept of Chalada. But we don't even know what it is. For us, it's like a strange word that we don't even know what it is. So that's why I think we have to, you know, try to get a little bit comfortable with some of the facts here and just see the different applications of it till we could try to, you know, arrive at an idea. Okay, so let's, unless someone objects, let's just keep moving in the Gemara. There's one part of the Gemara I skipped by accident. It says, the Gemara says, in our case, so if you stick it between two simanim and then you do shchita, that's possible. Tachas ha'or k'shera. You stick it under the skin, then it's okay. So tachas ha'or means like this. I think very simply, is you insert the knife under the skin, above the simanim. between the simanim and the skin. You carefully insert the knife, careful not to puncture the simanim. You stick it under the skin, into the skin, and then you do the shechita from inside the skin. Then I guess you kind of slide it back and forth. So it's like, if you imagine it to be like a very fatty animal, I don't know exactly how close in general the simanim are to the skin, but if you imagine it like, you know, you can imagine on your neck, it's like the simanim, your pipes aren't directly touching at the surface of your skin, so you have like a little flabby whatever, and you can imagine like a fatty animal or something. So you stick, then you can imagine sticking the knife, like imagine it being like a needle or something, like let's say it's a thin knife, it's easier to imagine. You stick the knife under the skin, you insert it, now the knife is hanging out under the skin, and then you start cutting. So it's saying is that's okay, that's nachalada. That's what the Rabbi Yom Rav is saying. That's kosher, that's nachalada.
How's that been simon simon?
It's not been simon simon. That's what he's saying, that's why it's kosher. Hichle is simon 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 and pascha psula. But if you do tachas or kshera.
But not.
Right. Okay, so now jump down further. It's not so simple. It says Beirav Tachas or Kshera, right? Rabbi Yom Rav said Tachas or is kosher. I'm jumping down to almost a few lines before the Mishnah. Beirav Amri Tachas or in Yodeya. In the house of Rav, even though it's Rabbi Yom Rav, in the house of Rav they said, I don't really know what's the halacha if it's Tachas or. It's not so simple. Not so simple. Why are you so sure? Right? Yibayilu Beirav, actually. The Amri Tachas. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tazor, they don't know. So it's saying it's an Ibaya. They weren't sure. So the Gemara has an Ibaya. I mean, Rabbi Yom Rav was sure, but Bei Rav wasn't sure. Then the Gemara says like this. Ibayilu. The Bei Rav, Damri Tachas Arin Yodea. According to the Bei Rav, who wasn't sure if about under the skin, whether that counts as Chaloda, Tachas Matlas Mahu. What about if you have a cloth? Rashi, Akruchla Savav Tzavara.
What's
an Ibayilu? Ibayilu is like a two-sided question. Nibaya. So it's an important word. Nibayilu is, he asks a question, like a two-sided question. Chakira. Is it this or this? Is it possible or kosher? Okay. So he's saying is, Tachas Matlas Mahu. So according to the Bei Rav, who wasn't sure, who had Nibaya, right? About, right, according to them, they weren't sure about that. What about if it's under a matlas? He's under a cloth. Means you wrap a cloth around the animal's neck, okay, tight, let's say. Then you stick your knife under the cloth, between the cloth and the skin, and then you cut. Is that chalada? Right? Tachas tzemer mesubach mahu, or what about if you stick it under, like hair, like there's a lot of like thick woolly hair, right, like a tangled up hair, and then you cut mahu. Is he even mesubach in that case, or is he only mesubach when you insert it under the skin? But if it's outside the skin, it's just under the hair or under a cloth, then that's not going to be, right? Rashi, mahu. Right, it sounds funny. Cloth. So Rashi says, "Or nami lav b'chal shchidahu." The or isn't, the skin isn't part of what you're doing shchita on. U'misafkin alai b'shem chalada. And you see the Bei Rav were wondering, maybe that's considered chalada, even though the skin isn't really part of what you shach. But still, you see Bei Rav weren't sure about the skin. So hachanami lo shma. Do you say under a cloth also? Odilma hai gufa. I love gufa. Or do you say that the skin at least is part of the body? You're sticking it under a body part, the skin. But here you're just sticking it under a cloth. Cloth is totally separate from the body. Right? Right? So what about that? Or the hair. The hair also is kind of separate from the body, right? The wool. It's not the same thing as skin. So the Gemara says, Take him. Rashi, you hold take of the shul chumra. So basically, it's taken. The Gemara doesn't know. Okay, he doesn't know about any of these things, right? So you get a lot of different ibayas, a lot of different questions. Is chalada definitely sticking between the simanim? Is chalada sticking under the skin is a question. Maybe yes, maybe no. Even if even if sticking on the skin is a question, if it is chalada, then you can have a further question. What about sticking it under a cloth or under a the wool? And there's a machlokas we've shown him, by the way, Rambam versus just about everybody else, is what about if when you have a cloth, is it specifically where the cloth is, like Rashi says, it's like tight? Well, I think another Rishon says it's like waxed on. It's like some sort of a bandage that's really like a cloth that's mamish becomes like, you know, part of the animal, sort of. But the Rambam has, if you just like drape a cloth over the knife and then you cut it, that's also a question. Let's look at that Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam has that case. He says like this. Because I think maybe it's a little bit of a clue in terms of what's the deal there. So the Rambam says, Shchita Gimel Tes. Gimel Tes and Gimel Yod. He says like this. That's Gimel Yod. Chalada Ketzar. Okay, because these are one of the bunch of psalm. So Chalada Ketzar. Kigon shehichnes hasakin bein simen l'simen. For instance, if you stick, you hide the sakin between simen l'simen. Bein shepasak hasimen ha'elyon l'mayla. Whether you cut the upper simen, going upwards. Bein sheshachar ha'tachton l'mata, shu derech shchita. Or if you cut the bottom one, which is the derech shchita, ha'izu psula. It's possible. Do you see he's bringing up that avmin about the derech? Okay. Fine. And he says like this. Hichnis is a sakin tachas or you stick it under the skin, mishachat shnei siman kedarkan, and you shach both simanim ordinarily, normal way. Oh, shehichlet is a sakin tachas semer subach, or you stick this knife under, like, you know, like clogged up or whatever, wool. Oh, sheparas matlis al hasakin, the al hatzavar, or if you stick a cloth over the knife and the animal. It's not just like you wrap a cloth around the knife. It's like you basically put the knife on the surface of the animal, then you put the sock in, you know, cover, a cloth on top of it, which sounds totally different, right? Oh, right. V'alatzavah, and you shecht it under the matlas. Okay, strange case, right? It's like a draped line, you know. Ho'ul v'ein ha'sakin geluya, since the sakin isn't exposed, isn't revealed. How is your suffering nevela? Okay. Right? Okay, then he brings down the last case, which I skipped, which is the question is if you shaft the beginning of the simanim with chalada and then you finish it the other way, or whatever. That's all different. The next thing. It's half of it is with chalada, half is not with chalada, different type of question. Okay, I skipped down the Gemara also. Okay.
Well, the Mishnah is half the chalad, half the chalad.
Okay, one more thing here. Let's look at the Tosos. The little Tosos. Hechlet hasakim min simen l'simen. Yeah, I mean, I'm jumping around here because I think that this is probably methodology. I mean, I think that it's, you know, it's a little bit fact-gathering. But I do think, especially in an area like this where we have no idea what Chalada is the more facts you have, the more clues you could gather. I don't know which of these facts are going to help us, you know, but I just think it's like you kind of have to try to get a feel for the area. You don't even know what's going on. Like, you're dealing with, like, Baba Kama damages, you kind of know what's going on, at least. But here, it's like the Torah is positing a psal, and we kind of have to get in touch with it, to kind of get a feel for what it is. So I just feel like in general, the more information you have, the better off we'll be. You know, whether or not it's the world we're going to use it all, and it's just part of, like, you know, fact gathering. It's like almost like, for instance, it's like there's another psal of Shehiyah. You wait in the middle. You can't stop in the middle. That's a psal. So that I can, there's like an intuitive idea to it. You understand what waiting means. You can't do it in two shots. You have to do it in one shot. You know. Or pushing down even is like kind of strange, but at least there's a certain sense. You know, I'll be pushing down, you have to do it without pushing down. But like chalad, it's just not clear what it even is. What is like? What is the idea of chalad? What's the unified idea? What's the concept? What is it? I don't know. It's something strange. Maybe because it's also a weird word. Okay, so Tosa says like this. He says, "Lekamon gabe masnis the Tosa chalat hechled." It says, "Lekamon gabe masnis and the chalat la'yoray lahavia." What's it doing here? He's just asking us a simple question. What's it doing here? We're in the middle of doing other sugyas about shlita mafuras, whatever. Later, the Mishnah takes up chalada. The Mishnah says takes up chalada. Why is the Gemara now also going through all the sugyas about chalada? Chalada should be over there in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Viranasi, has chalada later. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara is deciding to insert the halachos of chalada here, before they belong, and then over there, where it has chalada, doesn't really, the Gemara doesn't really talk about it. Like, already dealt with it. So, like, what's the deal? Right, what's the deal? So he says, Tos is explaining, El agav da achshe Rav le'el shchita shena mefaras. Since Rav said a shchita which is not mefaras, which is not noticeable, remember there that you basically make a cut and it's not a noticeable result. Right? If you look at it, you can't tell. It doesn't matter. He says, who cares? It doesn't matter whether you could tell. When to Rav, it didn't matter whether you could see afterwards that it's cut or not. He says, but Kazos, if it's like this, where you do chalada, Kamashwan, the enema for us, Kazos, the Bachayat and Psua, Mitam chalada. This kind of not nicker is possible because of chalada. It's not nicker where you basically cut it, you know, two cuts, and therefore it's not nicker. That doesn't matter. I don't care if it's nicker or not. But this kind of not nicker, this kind of not nicker, Rav is going to say, even Rav is going to say it's possible. Okay, this kind of not nicker. What's this kind of not nicker? Where you stick it under, inside, or whatever. Right? What does he mean exactly it's not nicker? It's not clear exactly, but it seems like he's saying it has something to do with that. Right? So why not? I mean, what is the difference? What is, right, again, and this might be somewhat of a clue towards what's the idea of. That's kind of what we want to know, like, what is chalada? So he's kind of tying it into that, you know? Yeah, right, I think what Michael's saying is true, is that in the other case, it was the effect is a nicker, right? As you look at it afterwards, and you'll look at the simanim, and it won't look like they're cut, because it spreads out, because they're in different locations, because you cut small cuts. Here, it's more talking about, like, I'm not sure, but in the Misa itself, or like the way you're doing the Misa, or the way the knife is in the Misa, or something like that. It's not, the other one was more looking at like the result, the Chatza after the Shechita. Is it noticeable? Is it not noticeable? Does it look like you cut 50%, or does it not look like you cut 50%? This is not really getting into that. This is more in the Misa Shechita, right? Chalada is a din in the Misa Shechita. It's not a din in the, like, in the effect. You know, the resultant effect. He's not talking about what. Afterwards, look. Afterwards, let's take the cases where, like our case. You stick the knife in between the simanim, you cut down, and then you take the knife out and you cut down. Do you think you can tell the difference at that time you're done, whether you did it that way or that way? Ba'amon is both simanim are cut. Or the case of the Mishnah. You cut the top simen, and then you stick it under the between the bone, and then you pull out. Either way, you're going to have two severed simanim. It's not going to be different in terms of the effect. Right? But the enema for Ras was talking about afterwards, the effect. Right, the effect on the animal. So they're not really the same. They're kind of different. But Samatosis is kind of saying it's like, presumably he holds there's some conceptual relationship though, because or something like that. Because he's saying that's why I put it here. Now that Rav is saying Rav was the shita there, who held Eino Nicker as kosher, but here he's saying this kind of Eino Nicker, this is possible. Why? Because chalada. Chalada is a separate psal. It's not just Eino Nicker, it's a psal chalada. Right? She here on Tes Amud Aleph, who, because this is where the Gemara first introduces the halachas. It says, Kol tabach she'ein yodei hilchos shechita. Any butcher who doesn't, or a shochet, who doesn't know hilchos shechita, asur lechol mishechita, so you're not allowed to eat from his shechita. Okay, because he doesn't know, you assume he didn't do it right. Ve'ilu ein hilchos shechita, what are hilchos shechita? Shehiya, waiting. Can't wait in the middle of your shechita. Drasa, pushing down. Chalada, this. Okay. Hagrama, v'ikor. So what are these? So Rashi says, let's look. Rashi explains them all. It's shaykh for us to know these things, right? So Rashi says, Perikos, fine. He says, Shehiya im shoha kadei shechitas behema. If you wait in between the amount of time it takes to do shlita. So let's say shlita takes 3 seconds. If you wait 3 seconds in the middle of your shlita, right, you pause for 3 seconds, then that's considered a pause and it's possible. Shacha v'hitir zes harosh v'vas achas sholoholuch v'hevi. If you shach, then you like chop off the head in one shot without going back and forth. Hainu drasa. That's like pushing down. Okay, it's like you're chopping it off instead of like, you know, moving and going back and forth. Okay, we're going to get to that. I think that's the next segment. Okay, now he says, Shachat haveshet upasa kagargeras hainu ikor. So if you shech the vet one pipe and you, I think it means like you, I don't even know. Pasa kagargeras. I'm not sure what pasuk means. I didn't do that sugya yet. Oh, hainu ikor. Oh, that's ikor. So ikor, I think, means like you uproot it. No, it's like you could cut it or you could like pull it out of its socket or something like that. So if you uproot it, then that's not shchita. Okay, we have to get that. I don't know that sugya. I didn't do that one yet. O shech l'resa sakin have chaladas. Now he's going to explain chalada. This is what I want to get to. Kecholda zu. Like a cholda is like some sort of a rodent or I don't know, something like that. A cholda. Hatchuva bechurim, which is stuck into holes. It gets like, it lodges itself into holes. Okay? Fine. Yeah, and the last one is hagrama, is where you do it out of the place of the shchita. Okay, you do it too high on the thing. Different stuff. Okay, so my point is to show that that's what a chalada. He's saying it's from the lashon of like a type of a rodent which hides in holes. You know, like goes it sticks itself into holes. So similarly, you're sticking the knife like into the hole or something, into the inside of the animal, and you're cutting it. The first step is, could we, based on all these facts that we've gathered, could we give just a basic starting point, a basic working idea? We don't know for sure. We'll have to go through the sugyas and see. But could we give some idea, like, what's the concept of chalada? What's the concept of chalada? It's interesting. This is very interesting. This is a little bit tricky because, like, we haven't done the sugya. So it's like we're asking for, like, the main idea. What's the main idea? What's the punchline? What's the idea of chalada? You may argue that the way to really get the idea is to go through all the different steps. But at the same time, how are you supposed to go through the steps if you don't know what chalada is? It's on a certain level like catch 22. We don't even know what the whole thing is. So how are we supposed to, how would you exactly define? Well, oh, is under the skin chalada? Is under a cloth chalada? I don't know, what is chalada? How are you supposed to even define it? So you need some starting point. But like, it's like, what is chalada? You could argue is like the final punchline idea. So I think the only way to proceed is with what we call a working definition. Is you kind of got to start somewhere, try out what could chalada mean based upon the clues that we see. That's why I think it's good to get a lot of facts, to try to come up with some idea, you know, and then try to work through the sugyas and see if it pans out. You know, like, I don't think we could clinch the thing, but I think we should say, like, as little as we could. Like, I don't think you want to say too much because we don't really know what we have to go through the sugyas to, like, you know, refine it. But as little as we could, which is as safe as we could say, and try to see, you know, and be ready to, you know, to question it if it doesn't work out. You know, I don't think we should be committal yet. But I think it would be nice if we could just say something that could just get the ball rolling so that we could start working into the sugyas. And then, as we go through the sugyas, we'll get better ideas and we'll see what's, you know. I'm thinking like this. I guess maybe what says it the best, or what made me think, is like he says, like the Rambam, one thing which makes a few things. But the Rambam says, like, the sakin is not galuya. It's not revealed, you know? And the Rosh, the Tosos, who ties it to like, Mefuras. But the way I think of it as an example is the difference between, this is for you, doctor, is the difference between, like, a general surgery and laparoscopic surgery. Okay? Which is, like, there's certain actions which are visible actions, okay, actions with visibility, and then there are other actions which are blind actions, okay, which is an action which you do by feel or by whatever, expertise that you could do it, but you don't really have vision. Two different kinds of actions, okay, I mean, it could be a surgery, cutting, because that's very similar to this, because it's like a cut, But it could be in anything. I mean, you could drive a car with visibility, it's with, or you could fly a plane with radar or something. It's on something like that. They're different by feel. There's such a thing as, like, I guess that's what, Michael, you were wondering about a blind guy. But but shchita, the halacha of chalada, chalada means it's like hidden. It's like a this animal, it hides out and these things. So it means shchita is a visible action. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it's a seeing action. It's an action which involves sight, where the action is performed using your vision. It's not a blind action. And if it is a blind action, that's a psal. When you stick the knife in between the simanim, or under the simanim, or under a cloth, arguably, or under the skin, or whatever, you know, these different cases. So what you're doing is, now it's a blind action. It's the same cut, but you've made it into a blind action from being a visible action. The Maisa. Now, why that matters, I'm not interested. I don't know. That's a philosophical question. Maybe, like Rafi's saying, Torah wants you to see what you're doing so you don't mess up. I don't know, whatever. That's just, but I'm saying, what is the halacha? I'm saying, the what, those, there are two kinds of actions. And the Torah is telling you what kind of an action shchita is. That it's a visible action, it's not a blind action, it's not a covered action. So that's what I'm saying, is that just because you say it's a blind action, you could argue, and this is what we're going to have to get to, is that a cloth, you could say, doesn't make it a blind action, just because, like, if you close your eyes. I don't think anyone's going to say if you close your eyes it's possible, because they'll say that's extraneous to the action. So I'll say if you throw a cloth over a thing, it's not clear that that changes the nature of the action. Like, there's a question the sugyas are about, like, what exactly is defined as a blind, as a covered action? Does a cloth define as covered? Is the skin defined as covered? Only the siman defined as covered? Well, that's where you have to get into the different things. It's not so clear how exactly, when something it registers as a blind action or when something is defined as a visible action. I'm not saying it means you have to see what you're doing. I'm saying the action has to be a visible action as opposed to a blind action. But now I'm saying the sugya is about the parameters of how exactly you define that. You know? So, yeah, the Rambam just says it. The Rambam says the guluya part, so that's kind of a clue as to what the idea is. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way you're going to formulate the, you know, the details and work out in every single case. And look, maybe that's just the way the Rambam says it. But, I mean, it's similar. Tosos says it's tied in with mefaras, which is the noticeable. But I'm saying it's not noticeable in the effect. Shchita is not an apparent action. That's why we were defining that it has an apparent effect. But I'm saying it's in the action. You don't need it to be an apparent effect. But the action has to be an apparent, a visible action, a seeing action. That's a different type of mefaras. It's similar to mefaras, but mefaras is in the effect. That has to produce a visible effect. The saying is that doesn't matter. But the action has to be not a blind action. A chalada is a blind action. It's a covered action. That's what the word means. It's like it's stuck in. You pierce it in. When you pierce it in, so now your action is blind because the knife is covered. The knife is inside the animal. The questions are now going to be, when? How do you exactly define this? How exactly do you halachify this idea or apply it to cases? What exactly is considered that? So if you buy this, we could discuss this. This is just like kind of a starting point. But if you buy it, then what I'd like to do is, to me, the question of the Derech Shchita is like, I don't really, at the first, it doesn't seem to be anything to do with this at all. So, you know, the thing, you go in, you go inwards, outwards, outwards, inwards, that seems to be a totally different thing. So I want, even though that comes first in the Gemara, I want to ignore that question for now. And deal with the other parts. So starting with, what about under the skin? Is that chalada or not? And then Rashi talks a little bit. He kind of gives you a clue. Maybe if you look at the Rashi there. But is under the skin chalada? And then once we do that, what about under a cloth? And get the machlokes rishonim what under a cloth is. Does under a cloth mean where the cloth is tight or the ramam? You know? Let's do those, and then after we do that, then we could go back to the furthest first case, you know, the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa about the direction. Okay, so that'll be kind of our course for the next week, I guess. You know, however long it takes. I don't know.
Is there another Gemara?
I don't think there's another. I think these are the Gemaras.